Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. On this October 1st, the beginning of the new state and new federal fiscal year is coming in with a bang. Let's dig straight into the news. The news making headlines across the country and around the world. The partial government shutdown, the first federal shutdown in 17 years. Democrats and Republicans in D.C. unable to compromise on a continuing resolution to fund the federal government. But what does this mean for us here in Michigan? 41% of Michigan's budget comes from the federal government, although a shutdown doesn't mean all the money will stop flowing immediately, although it will slow. Several food and other assistance programs for the poor will be affected sooner than most. And the shutdown means federal employees in Michigan are being furloughed. That includes hundreds of Michigan National Guardsmen and women. Joining us now is the director of the Michigan budget, John Nixon. John, start please by just giving us a sense of where things stand right now.
Well, obviously, things have gone into a shutdown in Washington, D.C. They worked late into the evening. I quit watching about midnight where they didn't get the deal done. But basically, they've done a partial federal shutdown. And basically, what that means is those programs that are on the mandatory side of the budget will continue. Those programs that are in the discretionary portion will come to a shutdown. So many federal employees were furloughed this morning. And a lot of the different federal expenditures ceased as of today. Now, part of the issue is that what triggered it is the ending of the federal fiscal year, which was September 30th. So we're into a new federal fiscal year, and so they have no spending authorization in these programs, or there's no budget for them. But in many of the big programs, they're either pre-funded, or so means they're funded for about in advance of a quarter. So for a lot of the programs, they still have funding in them, so they'll be able to continue, or they have lapsing balances or balances that were unspent at the end of the year that they're carrying forward into the new fiscal year. So by and large, if this thing only lasts for a couple of days, we'll probably be able to weather the storm. You know, if this thing goes on for weeks and those lapsing balances terminate and expire, and then we get into the point where some of these bigger federal programs, you know, the pre-funding or the advance funding runs out, we're going to be in for a much bigger bigger problem as a state.
Can you walk us through from where you sit right now as far as what's going on? What is getting hit right now in Michigan? Because I know there are people waking up today saying, is Grandma going to get her Social Security check?
Yeah, Social Security is going to be fine. The big supportive services, Medicaid, is going to be fine. Food stamps have already been budgeted for the next month, for October. So the food stamp benefits will flow. The temporary assistance to needy families, that one sunset last night at midnight, but we're trying to figure out, you know, as far as carry forward dollars, what we have to keep that program going. You know, there are some programs, some of the smaller programs, that we're actually trying to determine exactly what the ramifications are. But by and large, most of the programs that we administer will continue, but that's not to say that there'll be some that where the people aren't impacted. You know, we have a lot of federal employees within the state who are on furloughs right now, which we feel, you know, we feel badly about. That's unfortunate. And then we also have, you know, a lot of federally funded state employees that, you know, that are still on the job, but certainly we're trying to determine how this shutdown is going to impact them as well.
And there are, as you say, there are some discretionary programs that have been hit immediately. So I guess am I correct if someone was heading to up to Sleeping Bear Park?
Yes, exactly. The national parks, I believe, are all shut down. A lot of the programs that you know, the school lunch program, that was impacted, the WIC program. But what the federal government's trying to do is they're trying to cobble together the lapsing balances and the funding. You know, this is one of those things, unfortunately, where I think a lot of people were hopeful they would get a resolution. And so now that we're in a shutdown, everybody's trying to figure out, okay, how can we keep the doors open? How can we keep things moving? You know, from the state level, we are in a position where in some of these programs, we've already got the payments set up to go. And we really can't stop them over the next few days. And so, you know, but if this persists, we're going to have to take action, because we obviously just don't have the resources to augment or supplant the federal spending in the state. You know, the federal government spends a lot of money in the state of Michigan. About 40% of our budget is federally funded, about $20 billion. So, you know, it is a pretty significant amount. But the good news is that as a state, we've made some tough decisions, and we now are in structural balance. We've got money in our rainy day fund, and we're in a much better position to deal with this this kind of behavior at the federal government than we were just a couple of years ago. But the unfortunate thing is that it's just kind of status quo for the federal government now. I mean, they could really take a lead from the states who have done this, like the state of Michigan.
And what do you hear out of D.C.? That is it all reassuring or that alarms you?
Well, no, I don't think. I mean, I've got a call with the White House this afternoon with the budget staff in the White House, and the budget director should be on the phone with them, and we're going to get some updates on kind of where things are going. Obviously, there's gridlock back there, and it's unfortunate because really what people need to do is set aside their differences at this point. I mean, the only thing at stake right now is our country, you know. I mean, the stakes are pretty high, and so it's time to just come together and say, you know what, for the overall benefit of the hundreds of millions of people we have and we serve, we've got to get this done. And that's what many of the states have done. And so really, you know, as we're polarized on both sides now, it's really damaging to the overall, you know, benefit of the country. So, but what I'm hearing at this point is still just the bashing back and forth, you know, and it's not really a, hey, let's get together, let's compromise, let's get this thing done.
State Budget Director John Nixon, thanks for taking time to talk with us today on Stateside.
Hey, my pleasure. Thank you.